Hi everyone, how is it going? This is Angry Man with another exciting podcast. Today, I'm going to share with you my opinion about one Mexican horror movie. As you know, I'm from Mexico, and currently, I live in Mexico. But that doesn't mean I love all the things made for Mexicans, only because they are made for Mexicans, especially talking about movies. To be honest, a long time has passed since I watched a Mexican movie, and that's why there are no reasons to watch Mexican movies. The most of them are boring and predictable, and often are about sex and drama. Only sex and drama. It literally seems that Mexicans don't know already exist other kind of topics in life. For example, we have the Mexican director of Revenant film with Leonardo DiCaprio. And guess what? He makes drama. Do you see what I'm saying? Obviously, González Iñárritu, the director of Revenant, is a big director with big budget. So, his films aren't bad movies, but they are still drama movies. Movies especially made to win prizes. And for me, in my opinion, if you make a movie to win a prize, you have a big problem with your ego. Let me clarify this. When you write a sensitive story, because you want to share a certain feeling with audience, or you want to talk about an event that changed someone's life or maybe the hundred's life, it's perfect to me. I respect that and I admire that. We need more empathy to help each other. We need to be more humans. And I respect a person who tries to teach us that. But when someone makes the kind of things just for making money or get prizes, for me is the most despicable person that could exist. That's why when a drama movie is coming up, before watch it, I need to find out who is the director and staff, because I hate when people try to get benefits for feelings audience. Okay, it's obvious that movie industry is about getting benefits from audience, but there are many different ways to make it. I only hate when directors use drama stories to win prizes, without real feelings or respect. I really hate when they make the perfect film to get an Oscar. The Mexican movies in the last 40 years are based on this premise. It's obvious Mexican movies don't compete in the Oscars, but some Mexican directors do. The only Mexican director I respect in these times is Guillermo del Toro. Guillermo del Toro has worked in horror movies in Mexico, US, and Spain. He also worked with Kojima, the Japanese video games director, so Guillermo del Toro is loyal to his style. I appreciate that. Now, why am I telling you all this background story about Mexican movies? Well, that's easy to understand. Because I want to share with you a Mexican movie which is really scary and tense. This movie is from 1968. Before Mexican movies start to get boring and predictable. The name of this movie is Even the Wind is Afraid. In Spanish, Hasta el Viento Tiene Miedo. This movie is the best Mexican horror movie. Doesn't exist another one like this. This movie is about a women's college which has a tower, and the tower is haunted by a woman's ghost. At the beginning of the movie, we can see one of the students. She is 17 or 18, and she is having bad dreams with that tower. The tower is dark, and from the top of the tower comes one voice saying, Claudia. Claudia is the girl with nightmares. Suddenly, she wakes up and in front of her, a figure of a woman hangs from her neck. This is the woman ghost of the tower. She is Andrea. Andrea lived in this college about 8 years earlier. She was the perfect student, intelligent, friendly, and she loved to play the piano. The college was one of the best in the whole country, so expensive and out of reach of Andrea. Andrea was able to attend this college because her mother worked so hard to pay the school. Andrea didn't have a father. Her mother was the only person in her life. One day, she received a call. Her mother was sick. Andrea wanted to visit her, but the college principal said no. Why? I really don't understand why, but the director said no. Andrea's mother died. Andrea was so sad. She spent the nights crying to her mom. Until one night, Andrea just couldn't resist anymore. Andrea committed suicide by hanging herself in the tower. Back in the present, we meet the main characters. We have Claudia, who has dreams with Andrea. She isn't a good student and she is terrible playing piano, but she is friendly and loyal to her friends. Then is Lucia, the deputy director, noble and charming woman. Next is Kitty, sexy and bold, the only one with boyfriend. And finally, Orbilian, her name is Bernarda. If there is something that Bernarda does well, it's make you hate her with all your heart. Trust me. The group of girls is 6 members, but the other girls don't stand out. Claudia is sick due to the nightmares. Even the doctor said to Lucia, the deputy director, that Claudia needs rest for a couple days because she's under a lot of stress. But Bernarda doesn't allow it and sent Claudia to take her classes. In these few minutes of the movie, you already know what could happen in the next part of the film. But it doesn't matter, you want to continue watching. And guess what? The end of the movie, it's not how you could have thought. During the movie, the girls have different problems. Claudia can't play the piano and has visions with Andrea. She always sees Andrea walking in the garden to then go up to the tower where she committed suicide. Kitty wants to see her boyfriend, but it's forbidden, which causes her boyfriend to enter the college by jumping over the fence. Lucia is an ally of the girls and tries to help them. In the past, she was about to get married, but Bernarda did something that caused her fiancé to abandon her. As you can see, Bernarda is a big bitch. The movie doesn't explain what Bernarda did. For some minutes, maybe half film, we see what happened with girls, their problems, also we can know their personalities, so it's a good movie. The characters are well developed. In this time, these characters would be clichés, but in 1968 were very original. After 3/4 of the movie, the real problems begin. The worst of the problems is when Claudia climbs the tower and the ghost of Andrea pushes her. Claudia fell and died. The gardener takes the corpse to the chapel and Bernarda tries to contact Claudia's parents. The Claudia's parents don't answer the phone. In the next scene, we can see Bernarda crying because she thinks Claudia committed suicide like Andrea did. Even she recriminates her attitude with Claudia. Bernarda entered to the chapel to see the corpse and she was crying next to it when the corpse got up. Claudia was alive. After a few days, everything seemed perfect. Although Claudia was different, she could play piano. Remember, before the accident, she couldn't play it. Now, she can play. Once, Claudia told Lucia about that ex-fiancé who left Lucia. But Lucia never told that to Claudia. She only had told Andrea a while ago. The group of friends were worried because Claudia was behaving strange. She was nice and smart, but she wasn't the same Claudia. She seemed another person. The only two people who believed in ghosts were Lucia and the gardener. In fact, they knew the truth. Andrea, the ghost, killed Claudia to take her body and live again. But why? Lucia tried to warn Bernard. However, it didn't work. One night, Claudia was playing piano, a Chopin song. Bernarda heard the song and went to the hall to find out what was happening. Bernarda saw Claudia and asked her to stop playing. Claudia was angry, but she said nothing. The next day, Bernarda expelled Claudia from the college. Claudia turned to Bernarda and said to her, "Thank you for one last night." Lucia was the only one worried. She knew Claudia wasn't Claudia, but she was Andrea. And Bernarda didn't believe Lucia. The day turned into night. It was midnight. The wind was blowing like a cry of pain. The girls were scared, and Claudia left her room as she sleepwalks. She was going to the tower. Bernarda realized Claudia entered the tower and she went after her. Bernarda was scared, but her anger kept her walking toward Claudia. When Bernarda entered the tower, couldn't see anything. The dark was the only thing she had in front of her. She went up the stairs step by step and suddenly two hands holding a rope appeared in the dark. A horrible scream broke the night and one woman corpse was holding from the neck, the same place that Andrea did before. But now the dead woman was the director, Bernarda. Claudia fell losing consciousness. The next part of the movie is the ending, which shows Andrea leaving Claudia's body. Lucia becoming the new director of college and the other girls having a happy life in the college. I'm sorry, I forgot to explain that the college was a boarding school. In the end, we have a happy ending. This film is terrifying. We can feel the atmosphere all the time, even the name is amazing. The director tried to take you into the movie, and he made it. He used all the resources that he had. For example, my favorite one, and the most visible, was the wind. All time the wind is crying, it can open windows, knock on doors, and make you feel the presence of the ghost because it's a sad witness to the crime. In several times, the characters stopped the time to explain this. They said, "This wind is the same wind that we had that night, the night of the crime." The gardener also said, "When I hear this wind, I know she's with us." The wind is the most valuable resource, and the movie knows exactly how to use it. We must remember that we are talking about a movie from the 60s, a Mexican movie, and it means that the film is far from perfect, but it tries so hard. Another beautiful resource is the ghost's cry. Andrea is always crying. You can listen her. Even if she isn't on screen, you can feel her pain. She is suffering. Her grief is a blade in her heart. It's not surprising. You can feel empathy for Andrea, as it's not surprising, feel hate for Bernarda. Bernarda is one of the best villains in movies history. She isn't a killer or terrorist, she's a director of college who causes two deaths with her negligence and selfishness. She can't even accept her mistakes, making Andrea even more angry. Bernarda caused her own death, and we, the people who watched the movie, wouldn't agree more. Thank you very much for hanging out with me tonight. I appreciate your patience with my terrible English. I hope you have a beautiful rest of the night. This is Angry Man, and please have dreams with La Llorona. Bye bye.